Hey, this is Brad Geiger welcoming you to another episode of Hey Comics Kids, or one of the supplementary podcasts, 50 Minute Max or Smart Alex. If you want, you can subscribe to all three at iTunes. You can also find us on Stitcher. And if you'd like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/heycomicskids. All the money there goes to a fund earmarked for the kids' education. This is a show we record just about every morning on our drive to school. We're having a lot of fun doing it, and it's great to hear that you're having a lot of fun listening to it. Now, without further ado, here are the stars of the show, 12-year-old Alex and 8-year-old Max. And we're back. It's another episode of Hey Comics Kids. This one, another special 15-minute Max. Max, say hello.
Hey, guys.
And Max is back after being sick from Tuesday night through Friday afternoon, I'd say. It wasn't until Friday afternoon that you were really in the clear. You had that flu bug, but bad.
Yeah, I had it bad.
Yeah, so we're happy to see you on the mend, feeling better, back in fighting trim, and bubbling with topics. As a matter of fact, on the way out to the car, on your way into school today, you said you had another topic, your first non-Pokemon topic in a long time, so I was intrigued by that. And what do you want to talk about today?
But before I say, I want to say that you might be wondering, well, since I was sick and I wasn't healed, you know, then why would I do podcasts? Well, I didn't really do podcasts. They were more pre-recorded. Like, you didn't know I was going to get sick or anything. But, like, I just did a lot of Pokemon podcasts last week.
That's right. And then we had to space them out, and that's why you probably didn't even know that Max was sick, because there were regular podcasts going up, right?
Yeah.
So what do you want to talk about today?
Well, Toy Story 4 has been it's been out for, not out, but
it's been announced a while ago.
Yeah, it was actually announced, if you remember, in Muppets Most Wanted, which, what was that, like 2015? Yeah. And
no, 2014, I think, was Muppets Most Wanted.
No, I'm pretty sure it was 2015.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Because it would take Disney longer to make. Because we've been to Disney World in 2014, and it would take them a while, you know, to build that, a theme park of Muppets Most Wanted, a little part of Muppets Most Wanted. Trust me, they take a while to build those, coasters.
All right. I have been straightened out on the topic, even though I think I'm still right. What would you like to say about Toy Story 4?
Well, not much has been really revealed of a plot. I don't even think a teaser has been revealed of it.
Right.
Maybe it's not even gonna be released. Maybe it's just a little joke in Muppets Most Wanted.
I think the movie's coming out.
Yeah, but and I want to say where it might go.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, if you remember the end of Toy Story 3, who's his face? The kid that used to have all the toys. Andy gave away all his toys because he was going into college.
Right. And he gave his toys to a little girl.
And I forget her whole name. He evil. Okay, I haven't seen the Toy Story 3 movie. Toy Story 3 in a while.
Don't judge
me.
Go ahead.
So, and the little girl got the toys. Now I could take toys. It could follow Andy in college, or you could follow the toy, or it could follow the girl, those adventures with the toys.
Well, the only way for it to follow Andy in college would be if they either ran away from the little girl, or if the little girl somehow gave them back to Andy, neither of which I think are going to happen, because that would end up with a little girl feeling very sad that she lost her toys, and I don't think that's a great way to kick off a movie, do you?
But remember in the Toy Story 3 movie, that Ando guy?
Yeah.
He was lost by a kid, so it's not like they can't do that.
Okay.
So, maybe the kid that lost Ando is the same kid as Hull.
So what do you think the more likely plot is going to be?
Definitely following the child's adventures, with the toys and maybe a few visits by Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Andy, every once in a while. You know, and maybe it could see, maybe they could just make this, like, just go on and on and on. Adventures with Hope as a toy, then she grows up, and then she gives them to someone else, and then the toy just keep passing on, and when eventually we get Toy Story 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Could happen.
Toy Story has always been about growing up. It's about having this wonderful childhood fantasy, but always put in opposition to the fact that sooner or later you're going to grow up and you're going to put your toys away, and Toy Story has always made a lot of dramatic feelings out of kind of the loss that happens when you grow up and put those feelings away. But it's done it to the nth degree. In other words, we've already seen Toy Story drive that very point all the way to the end. I mean, you can't go any further than they've gone. You've had toys almost dying as a result of the child not believing or caring in them anymore. How much further can they possibly go with this idea? I mean, my big worry about Toy Story 4 is that it's just going to be a cash cow. It's going to be
A
disturbingly pale comparison to the first three, which were all very good. It's going to be a disappointment, I'm worried about. What do you think?
This is Disney. Come on,
Ev. I am old enough to remember that even the great Disney is capable of putting out a flop.
I know.
They are not impervious.
And Disney
and
Pixar.
Yeah, well, listen, it can happen to anybody. And I know they've got a lot of creative juice behind them. I know they've got a lot of money behind them. But greed kills, you guys. And I think the only reason to do a fourth Toy Story movie is greed. I don't think that there's any part of that story that needs any more development. Do you?
Well, kind of. With the little girl, I think that some people might want to see what she goes through, and maybe they'll drive a point that the little girl that, like in the other ones, that the little girl doesn't want to get rid of the toys, but she has to.
But the Toy Story movies were never about the humans. The humans were the smallest part of those movies. The Toy Story movies were all about the toys. So we really Andy was Andy's emotions were a big part of it, but Andy never really was a character in Toy Story.
Well, Dad!
Go ahead.
The toys, that's one thing they haven't used. They need to make something more on the humans.
Nobody wants to watch that movie.
Good point.
They want to watch Buzz and Woody.
What if the girl finds out that the toys are real? And then what does the girl do now she's a little bit older and she knows that she's been living with real toys and putting them under her bed? Well, they could be in a dark place. Now what does she do? She feels bad and that she's done that. Maybe she could be an age of like a second grader or something. Because right now she's about a preschooler. Well, they could do kind of like a little time skip, like in Dragon Ball Z. Then kind of go from Dragon Ball Z to... And they can do one like in Dragon Ball Z. They can kind of do a time skip. I think they've done that off of Sean growing up. Like, you're not going to see like 18 years of films, even though it feels like it. But I was alive when Toy Story 1 was out, I think. Right?
That's a good question. I'm not sure what year Toy Story 1 came out. I don't think you were alive for that.
Yeah, but
I think that was pre-you.
But my point is maybe they could do a little time skip where you kind of see Paul kind of had grown up playing with the toys, and then like she has to go to bed. And then, like, you see her toes up, and when, and like, then she wakes up because he doesn't want to stop playing with the toys, and she sees them all alive and awake. Mm-hmm. She discovers that they all alive and awake. Mm-hmm. Now, what does she do with this information?
What does she do with this information?
So maybe there might be a there's probably not. I hope there's not a Toy Story 4 because that's just gonna be a cash cow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. But all I'm trying to say is like it could, but also it could be a big cash cow. But I don't think that Disney actually. This is actually. I don't know what Disney would do with this, but. So what I'm trying to say is she discovered the toys are real. You know, now she could tell her whole classmates, she could tell her school that they're real. Oh, but she decides to keep it to herself.
Mm-hmm.
Because the toys, he said, don't tell them, don't tell them.
I gotta be honest with you, Max, the more you talk, the more I am dreading Toy Story 4.
Seriously?
Oh my God, the more you talk, the more I'm like, oh my God, they should just leave it alone. It was such a great 3-movie series, and going over this ground again is just going to make it bad.
I know, I think that Toy Story 3 should have ended, but hey, every time there's a new movie released,
especially
we have to do a podcast.
Especially when they've got so many fantastic properties that they really could delve deeper into. I'm still ready to see The Incredibles Part 2.
Dad!
Go ahead.
Dad!
What?
Dad, that's
what?
It! That's
go ahead.
It!
Go ahead.
They could use those different, they could use different universes with different characters that their stories haven't been finished yet. And in the Toy Story universe, like they could put some incredible toys in there.
Oh, so you could have toys from the different Disney Pixar properties.
Yes.
Oh my, what a great idea. What do you think? What would that look like?
Well, like the
okay,
think
let's,
of like
let's say let's do it.
The Incredibles.
You've got five. It's hard to do a cast with more than five, so you've got five characters from other Disney Pixar movies that you bring into the Toy Story toy box. Who are they? Go.
Mr. Incredible.
Obviously. Next.
Mm-hmm. I don't really know
agree.
That
That's
many.
A solid pick.
I truthfully don't know that many, but...
Big Hero 6 cast?
The Big Hero
Baymax?
6 robot? Baymax would be a good addition. Who else? You've got lots of Disney Pixar movies. Would you put Lightning McQueen in there?
Oh, yeah. Him.
Who else?
That's three. Yeah,
by the way, I don't know that Lightning McQueen's a great choice, but go ahead. I'll bet you the more you think about it, the more you think of people that's going to push him right out of the toy box.
Shrek
is not Disney Pixar, my friend.
Oh.
That is DreamWorks.
Oh, okay.
No mixing universes. That's when cataclysms happen.
Yeah. Can we take two from the same universe? Like maybe Mr. Incredible and Mrs. Incredible?
Certainly. But if you go too far, then pretty soon people are going to say, well, why don't you just do The Incredibles Part 2, which is what I would like to see.
Okay. I think that Baymax is really just kind of nothing without the other kid.
Mm-hmm.
What's his... Whoever you call him.
Hero?
Hero.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so that's four characters. Mr. Incredible, Mrs. Incredible, Baymax, Hero, and... Like, I don't think I need Lightning McQueen because Lightning McQueen's story already kind of ended.
Mm-hmm. And you've got Lil Nemo.
Emo. Hasn't his story ended, too?
Yeah. You know, so here's my question.
Hmm.
If you had a choice and you were running Disney Pixar, and you said, okay, you guys, you could either do a fourth Toy Story movie or you could come up with something new, what would you rather them do?
come up with something new. A new toy.
So
we don't need
one. Idea, what new idea are you going to pitch them?
Well, I don't know. Like maybe, this is a tough one. Okay, so a new idea. Well, maybe be an Incredibles 2 movie.
No, that's not a new idea. That's an old idea.
Yeah, but we...
Well, let's see. We've done fish. We've done race cars. We've done toys. What else is there out there to do?
Bales.
We've done creatures that come out and scare you at night. Monsters, Inc.
Bales.
Bears. Oh! Max and I, when we went to Disney World, when we were apart from Mommy and Alex, we went and did a couple. We split up quite a bit because one group wanted to do one thing. Like, the cool group wanted to go ride Haunted Mansion as many times as we possibly can.
No,
and
we
then
did
the
not
other
do
group
it. We only watched
didn't
it. Didn't
want to do that. So, Max and I went to see one thing that was really great. That would actually, I think they've already done this movie and it wasn't a great movie. Country Bear Jamboree.
Oh, that one. I love Country Bear.
Remember that
Bear.
With the moose head on the wall that sang?
Oh my God, how could they make that talk? I do not know. Like, how is that even possible?
It was great.
It,
and that's
it was
a very
magic.
Old attraction, though. That's animatronics from way back in the day.
What?
Yeah. True story.
How?
Disney magic.
How?
They just can't. So, but I do think there was a Country Bears movie, and I honestly don't think it did very well.
Mm-hmm. But maybe I'm what's another animal?
Rats? You could do rats?
No, I would
Wait a
never
minute.
See
rat
that.
Rat Tattooey, they've already done that. Maybe they've started to run out of...
Spiders?
Well, they've done A Bug's Life. They've kind of done creepy, you know, small creepy crawly things. Is this it? Has Disney Pixar run out of ideas?
I truly like I'm, dinosaurs?
There is dinosaurs.
Have they done one on dinosaurs?
Disney Pixar? I don't think. They did a very high-end CGI dinosaur movie, but they haven't done like a Disney Pixar treatment for dinosaurs. And there's always the molecular level, although if you've never seen it, and I don't think you have... there is a really nicely traditionally animated film called Osmosis Jones. Chris Rock does the voice of the main character, and it's all molecules and bacteria and stuff like that happens inside of one person's body as the person is getting sick. Really well done animated film. Bill Murray stars in it. Definitely worth your time if you've never seen it. We'll have to see if we can get Osmosis Jones. That's a bacteria level story that I thought was done really well. I never thought it really got the praise that it deserved. So, any more thoughts on Toy Story 4?
Well, back to the hero thing. We wanted to get 5 heroes.
I don't know, man. The more you're talking about that, the more it's sounding flat.
Yeah.
I mean, do you agree? The idea is just going nowhere.
I know. Like at folks like that, like, if they might be on, like, Toy Stories, the story ended.
Yeah. Well, that's what I said at the beginning of your 15 minutes.
Yeah, the story ended, and... The more I think about it, though, it's really hard to talk about. What about, like, the story of Hole? It's just gonna be the same thing.
It's either gonna be the same thing. thing, or it's going to be something different. Now, that doesn't sound like much on the surface, but let me tell you what I see their two choices at. It's either going to be the same thing, in which case we're going to feel like we're being served leftovers, or it's going to be something different, and the risk there is it's going to be really hard to make it different and still good, because everything that we liked about Toy Story, if it's different, is not going to be there.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Toy Story 4, not exactly... I would... It's going to be a great triumph if the writers can come up with something that makes us love this movie even more than we did the first three times around. But, boy, that's a daunting...
Yeah.
I wouldn't want that challenge for nothing. That would cause a lot of sleepless nights. What do you say, Maxwell? You want to bring this one in for a landing?
Speaking for myself, my dad, and my brother. Goodbye, buddy.